When organization is intentional, it solves a problem or it helps with something that is currently a struggle for you right now, and it eliminates a point of the day or a time where you're feeling frustrated by the way that something is not functioning. Art projects, certificates, special mementos, cards, all of that kind of stuff that we want to keep in an intentional place, it needs a place to go. But where is the best place to store that? We need it to be out of sight, not adding to the visual clutter, or we don't want to lose it. We don't want this to be something that becomes lost or accidentally thrown away. So we're going to talk about that on this episode. Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter, a home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter, and hello to an orderly and organized home. Today, we will be answering a listener question. And the way that works is if you go to intentionaledit.com, that's intentionaledit.com, you can click on the little record now button that pops up. It will pop up on your screen. Usually it's on the bottom or the right hand side, whether you are on a computer, a tablet, or a phone, it's super easy to do. You click that record now button and then you leave a message for me or you ask your question or submit your struggle, and I will use whatever you leave on a future Tuesday episode of the Intentional Edit Podcast. So if you want me to help you figure out what is going on, how can we solve this problem, how can we put an end to the struggles you're currently having, if you have specific questions about organizing an area in your home or a product that you should use or whatever it is, if it's a topic that we cover here, I can go into detail with it if I know that you are struggling with that. So head on over to intentionaledit.com and click on the record now button. It's very easy to ask your question and I will use what you submit on a future episode, and I'll take the entire episode just like I'm doing today to cover the topic and get an answer and hopefully solve the problem and put an end to the frustration and the struggle that you are feeling in your home right now. Let's get going with the question from today. The question that was submitted says, how do you feel about memory making plastic file boxes with hanging files? My mother-in-law gifted us one of these for each of our three children, and I have started to go through the keepsake boxes I have for them, moving the papers to the hanging files, but I'm not loving this because it only holds papers and cards, and now I have to find a place to store these big plastic file boxes in addition to the keepsake boxes for everything that is not flat. The art I kept doesn't fit, and the hanging files take up so much room. I'm not sure we won't run out of space when they are a bit older. Okay, great question. Thank you for submitting that. Let's get into it. Now, these boxes that are being referenced in this question, these are usually you can purchase them at a office supply store or you can order from Amazon or something like that. But the intention is a file system, a hanging file system storage box. And there are a lot of people that custom make these with your child's name on the front, and they make really cute. And then within the big plastic container, that big box, there are hanging file folders. They usually are divided up by age, and then when the kids are about five, they transition into grades. So we'll say kindergarten, first, second, all the way up through 12th grade. Some go beyond that. Some of them are specific and it's just the ages. So it will say like 1 through 18 or 1 through 21. And then there's also a section for like special things. And if you are having one of these boxes custom made, you can actually ask for specific labels to be put on the hanging file folders if you have specific things that you want to make sure that are included. Maybe you want the certificates in a separate spot than everything else, or you want to label a hanging folder for the different family members that are going to give your kids cards or letters or notes or things like that. You can customize these so they are as individualized as you would like them to be. Or most people that are making these have a standard way that they do these and a standard, like a set list of the things that will be on each hanging file folder. So if you could imagine this right now, this is a pretty large tote or bin, and it has the groove so that the file folders hang. And yes, depending on the size of these, they're usually a pretty standard size, maybe give or take a couple inches. The file folders do take up a big amount of space. So these boxes can be especially helpful if you like to be detailed and you want to be specific about your organization, but they often are not a necessity in storing keepsake and memorabilia type things. Especially if your storage space is limited, I do think that there's better options. I have a couple reasons that I like these and a couple reasons that I would not choose them for the way that I would organize like my child's belongings. So let's get into that. The reasons I like them, one, definitely because the organization is specific by age and grade level. And it is self-explanatory. If you take the time to put these things away, the keepsakes away a couple times a year and file them into the appropriate age or grade level or hanging file that you want and where they go, then everything is categorized. It is extremely specific and detailed, and you can always access what you need as long as you know what age or grade it happened in. If you are a detail-oriented person, this is something that you most likely are going to enjoy. It's going to feel good to have this level of organization. Another reason I like them is because they're easy to set up. You can set these up yourself. You order the supplies. You can spend a few minutes getting them ready, using the fonts you like, using the labels that you like. They're easy to set up yourself. And if you, it's not something that you want to do, you can find someone online. There's plenty of like local companies or individual people that you can support, and they will sell these pre-made. You can choose the font, the color of the file folder, the color of the labels, all of that good stuff, depending on how individualized each person is going to do that. And you can buy one and they'll send to you. You can pick those up locally a lot of times. And so there's easy ways to get them. You don't have to think about it if you purchase one, or if you want to be a little bit crafty, you can make one yourself. The third reason that I like them is because the container is usually a sturdy plastic, very thick, well-made container with latching handles to keep the lid on. So this type of a container will keep things safe. It will keep things clean. You don't have to worry about like leaks or flooding or insects or termites or something like that getting into your keepsakes. And I do like that. If you are determining that these things are something that you want to keep for long term, then keeping them in a container like this is much better than a cardboard box or something like that. So those are reasons that I really do think that these are beneficial. And then a couple reasons that I don't. The first one, I would say the reason that we use file folders or hanging files is because we need to easily have the accessibility. You need to get to something quickly and you need to know where it is. You categorize these, they have labels, and you file things away and then you can get to them without any effort. You just open the drawer or open the box, grab what you need, you have what you need, and then you can put it back. That's why hanging files or hanging file system is helpful in an office setting or even with like some personal documents that are papers that you need to keep. A keepsake box is something that we usually are not going back to. It's something that we put things in, and it's most common to not need to get into these boxes to retrieve anything for years. And many times that's years and years and years, and you're not looking through these or going through these to figure out what's in them. They are just a place where, kind of like the dumping ground of the keepsakes. So you're putting them in there, you're putting them away, and that's that. You don't need to retrieve anything. You don't need things to be stored by category. They don't need to have a specific location. And the other thing that I would say that is a reason that I wouldn't prefer this or I wouldn't recommend it is they do take up space, a significant amount of space, for not a lot of available storage. The same size container, with it could be in maybe more of a rectangle instead of a square, like a slightly different outside shape, but something that keeps the same amount of stuff in it, is going to have a lot more storage space if it doesn't have those hanging file folders in it. Oftentimes you have like 5 to 7 inches of that complete space taken up with the hanging files, and that's not necessarily necessary. The other thing is, if you're storing items that your kids bring home from school, especially when they're younger, they're going to bring home papers that are bigger than a typical printer 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, larger art projects, and things that are not flat. It's not just going to be a card or a certificate or a traditional piece of paper type thing. So then you're going to need a second storage area in addition to this anyway. So if storage is limited, the storage space is limited, then I would say go with another option. And usually that's just going to be some type of plastic container that is going to keep your items safe if things get wet or if there's a situation with anything that could damage the contents. Plastic is always best. So some type of a container like that, and you can just stack the things in there. You're not needing to retrieve them very often. So putting them in a storage system like that is going to work as well. So those are kind of the reasons why I like them, the reasons why I don't prefer them. If you have plenty of storage space and you can have that and another type of box or container, then that is a great way to really kind of take your organization up to the next level. And it's really up to you with what type of system do you like, what feels good to you, what will you use, and what can you keep up with. If you're not going to put these papers and certificates and cards and mementos into the correct hanging files, but you're just going to stack them on top of the container or shove them all in the front, it doesn't make sense to have this type of detailed organization system. But if you are the type of person that's going to do that and you have the space to have this type of a container as well as another one for odd shaped items, then this is something that will work for you. So you get to determine that and figure out what's the space that you have for your family and how will your problem be solved the best. Good organization is always intentional and specific to the space and the home that is available to you currently. It's going to solve a problem and help with the needs of your family right now. Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Edit Podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.